We continue 17 lines up from the bottom on Mem Hey Amid Beis. We just got through trying to discover for Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda how he would understand or what the source of Ilan Shenatu Ulbasof Avdu is Usher. That we know is his ruling, but what the source was for it, because we first had Ba'ashariyam Tishavim Be'esh, and then we rejected that and we said it's really from Ba'ashariyam Tigad De'un. We need both of those, one to prove Ilan Shenatu Mitchila L'Avodah Zarah, and then Ilan Shenatu Ulbasof Avdu. But that only works for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda's opinion. The Rabbanan, they maintain that Ilan Shenatu Ulbasof Avdu is Mutter. So if that's the case, what do they do, as the Gemara asks, for Rabbanan, Hai V'Ashirim Tigadeyun Me'avdile, what do they do with that Pasuk of Ashirim Tigadeyun? So the Gemara answers, L'chad Rabbi Yishub and Levi. They use it for what Rabbi Yishub and Levi taught. Dam Rabbi Yishub and Levi, Gidu'e Avodas Kochavim Kodmin L'Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Eretz Yisrael Kodem L'Biur Avodas Kochavim. That first thing you do when you enter into Eretz Yisrael is that you cut down the Avodah Zarah, and then you conquer the land, and after you conquer the land, only then do you destroy the Avodah Zarah. The Tani Rav Yosef, Yinitastem Esmes B'chosam, V'hanach. First you chop down their altars, and then you stop. V'shibartem Esmotzevosam, and then you break their idols, V'hanach, and you stop. What does that mean? Why are you stopping twice? V'hanach sachal datach, what do you mean you're stopping from breaking the Avodah Zarah? Rather, what it means is, Srefa by you, you need to burn it down. So Amrav Huna, what it means is Rodef V'achar Kach Sarif. First, you chase after them and you conquer the land, then you burn it. In other words, the first thing you do is chop down the idols, then you chase them down and pursue them and conquer the land, and then you burn it. But then the question is, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Hai Svara Minalei. Well, where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda learn this idea of first cutting down the idols and only burning them after the kibush? So the Gemara answers, Nafkale me abeit abdun. He learns it out from abeit abdun. What's the double language? Abeit fiachakach abdun. First you destroy it and then destroy it again. First you lose it, meaning you break it, and then you cause them to be lost. Well, then the Gemara asks, well, Rabbanan hai mi boile, ogre avodas kachavim, shetzarech l'shari shacharea. Well, what do the Rabbanan use this pasuk for? They use it to tell us that when you destroy the idol, you have to mamish uproot it completely. So what does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda get this from? L'sharish achareha minalei, nafkalei mei v'ibadatem eshema min hamakomahu. You have to destroy their name from the place. Well, then the Gemara says, well, Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of v'ibadatem eshema? Hahu l'chanos l'shem. They use it to teach us this idea that you have to give it a nickname. You have to give the Avodah Zarah a nickname. What type of nickname? We'll see in a moment. The Tanya, Rabbi Yelezer Omer, minayin l'okra v'ruz kachavim shetzarech l'sharish achareha. What is the source that when you come to uproot the Avodah Zarah, you have to mamish, root it out? Tamlomer v'yibaratem eshemam. The pasuk is, the source is, v'yibaratem eshemam, you have to destroy the name. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, v'haluk farnemar abeit abdun. Doesn't it already say abeit abdun, which indicates that you have to destroy it completely? Imkein ma tamlomer v'yibaratem eshemam min hamakom hu. Well, then what does it mean that you have to rid of it, its name, from the place? Hahu l'chanos l'shem. It means you have to give it a nickname. So what does that mean? Yachol l'shabeach. I would have thought it means to give it a good nickname. L'shabeach sal katayadach. Is it possible to think you would give it a positive nickname? Of course not. Ele yachol lo l'shvach v'lo l'gnai. I might have thought I just give it a neutral name. Tamalomer shaketz t'shakzenu v'sa'if t'savenu kicherem hu. No, it's a sheketz. It's disgusting. Haketzad hayukornos abeis galia kornos abeis karia. If it was called the heap, the house of the heap, you call the house of the ditch. Ain kol, it was called the eye of everyone. Ain kotz, you call the eye of the thorn. And whatever you do, you try to make a mockery of the Avodah Zarah. We don't know what the source for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be to give it lachanas l'shem. But perhaps we can say that according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not necessary to be lachanas l'shem. But at least you see here that we won't go with this back and forth, trying to determine what the extra psukim for each Tana, the Rabbanan, or Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, how they would use each pasuk in order to prove their idea of Ilan Shenatu L'Basof Avdo. Once we start that, one says it's Mutter Bahana, one says Asr Bahana, then we have these extra pasuk, and we have to continue to come up with ideas or drushas to understand the purpose of the other psukim. And that is how we end off, that the last pasuk of According to the Rabbanan, is the Chanos Lashem, that when you have this idol that you destroy it, not only do you destroy it physically, but even spiritually you destroy it by giving it a derogatory name.